Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Live Sunday Night Edition. And it's me, Stephanie, here with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad to be here with you, kicking off the second hour of tonight's program. You can call Free Talk Live by dialing 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. You can also get in touch with us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact. By the way, the name, our Skype handle comes from the Liberty Radio Network, which can be found at lrn.fm, the website, if you type that into your browser bar. And there you will find a stream of 24/7 pro-liberty content that you can check out. Free Talk Live is kind of the flagship show of the Liberty Radio Network.
Yeah, sounds right.
But you'll find a huge variety of other shows there as well, including my show, which is called Pork Therapy. And Pork Therapy is a show about kind of what we've been talking about tonight, about personal freedom, like sort of the more personal side of liberty. And we talk about relationship issues, you know, current events, even listener questions. So I bet you might find it interesting, and you can check it out at porctherapy.com. It's pork like a porcupine, and I'll see you there.
You even have a sex and science hour, which I find very enjoyable.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed the discussion in the last segment, you might like sex and science hour.
That's right.
So, and we were talking about, you know, marriage, monogamy, and sort of this article that Mark had brought in about myths about married people.
Yeah, the five myths about marriage, and number three is that husbands are more likely to stray. Now, this is a myth, is what they're saying, is it's not easy to get solid numbers on cheating. People are motivated to keep infidelity.
Who wants to admit that they cheated, yeah.
Right, and so they're motivated to keep infidelities to themselves, but not everyone even agrees on how cheating should be defined.
That's a great point.
You know, are you chatting online and talking dirty to somebody online? Is that cheating? You know, where does it start and where does it end? And
is oral sex adultery?
Right. Depends on who you ask.
Depends on what the
Can
definition
we ask a president
of is, right? Well, that's a really great point that they brought up. I mean, that the definition of cheating can vary from couple to couple, I guess, or from relationship to relationship. I think, personally, it's where your partner's comfort zone ends, you know, as far as your interactions, you know, with other people. Of course, it's good to be on the same page about that right before you get into a relationship.
Sure, if you haven't had that conversation about where that is, right, where that comfort zone ends.
Like, I don't think it's fair for somebody to say to their spouse, like, oh, I'm so upset that you cheated on me because you were watching porn or something, or you hugged another woman or something.
Went to a strip club.
Yeah.
These are also...
I don't think that's fair when you've never talked about it before. Like, if you had made an agreement that I'm not going to do these things because I know they'll make you uncomfortable, sweetheart, or whatever, then, yeah, maybe you broke that agreement. But, you know, you don't get to kind of define that unless you have a conversation about it, right?
And also, you know, it's what's good for the sauce that's good for the goose is good for the gander, I think, in these situations, and one has to attempt to be fair, and a lot of people aren't.
Are they saying that women are actually more...
What they're saying is, let me read it just to be 100% clear, because I think that there's still, it looks like men have the edge in cheating, but not by much. A nationally representative study conducted in the 90s suggested that about 20 to 25% of men ever cheated, compared with about 10 to 15% of women. That gap has been closing. Remember, this study is at the very least something like 20 years old.
Yeah.
So the gap has been closing, doing away with stereotypes that the cheating cad and the woman standing by her man.
So that's interesting, because I guess you could tabulate those statistics by the people who have ever cheated, like they did in that thing that you just read, or by the number of cheating instances, right? So perhaps there are like 10% of women, but they have sex with 20 different people each, you know, they have 20 instances of cheating each, whereas, you know, there's 25% of cheating men, but they only have one affair, you know, each or something, right?
I guess. I'm looking at this other article that he's got here, and it looks like what he's claiming is that women and men are statistically similar as far as cheating goes. And, you know, I've read there's, you know, people cheat for different reasons, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe they do, maybe they don't. I think that I think everybody cheats for their own reasons, and it's kind of interesting. But I think that men sort of get the, you know, the short end of that stick as far as, yeah, you're more likely to cheat, and, you know.
And perhaps they're not trusted as, you know, much as they want to be trusted, right? Just by virtue of the fact that they're men.
Yeah, I also think that the opportunities for men to cheat are lesser than they are for women. So, you know, there you go.
Hmm. So do you think it was true? So they're saying that it was true in the past that men were more likely to cheat, but that that's becoming less true over time?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's moving, you know, apparently there's a gender equality in the area of cheating.
Well, gender equality and divorce is a fascinating concept, actually, because it used to be, like, there are lots of sort of social conservatives or right-wingers who are saying, oh, it's such a terrible thing that it's so easy to get divorced today.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Because women...
we got to hold up the sanctity of marriage, that kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
I'll defend marriage as a pretty good deal, but...
Well, then why aren't people staying married voluntarily, right, if it's a good deal for them?
I don't know. It really just matters for, you know, individuals. I think that the very best thing is if you've got to find the right person. You're not trying to find a marriage. You're trying to find the right person. Mm-hmm. And if you don't find that, then you don't have anything anyway. You never had anything.
Sure. Yeah, but, I mean, there are these social conservatives who say, like, oh, it's just terrible. Women can leave their husbands now because they're bored or because they're dissatisfied. And that actually, as I understand it, is one of the most common reasons for divorce, just boredom. You know, they just get sick of the person, right? But on the other hand, you know, it used to be that people were locked into marriages. Divorce was sacrilegious. You know, it was against religion, and it was totally not socially acceptable. And as a result, even if someone's spouse was abusive to them, they were not really permitted to leave that marriage.
Yeah, there's a lot of social pressures in that way. And I think it's another thing that's interesting is you'll find that now women tend to be dating, you know, you have this term cougar. You know, they're dating younger and they're dating for looks where... you know, this wasn't necessarily because they're, you know, earning more and having jobs that, you know, in fields that make good money, they tend to be doing similar things that men were doing in the past.
And yeah, good for them.
It's fine. It's all interesting as long as everybody's telling the truth. But I think that, you know, humans tend to not tell the truth about sexual relations, and that needs to be...
Well, they're just doing what some men were doing in the past, right? They're doing the exact same thing.
Well, you know, what I wonder, too, though, is I've heard, you know, like various claims. I mean, I don't know how much proof there's ever been that, like, even in the 50s and the early 60s, the idea of having a mistress, of men having a mistress, you know, was like commonplace, and that monogamy is like insanely a new idea in American culture.
Hmm.
You know, that
I thought it came from religion, you know, from the church and from the idea of inheriting property through families.
Right, after the Industrial Revolution, like men going around and, you know, doing, I mean, women, you know, unfortunately, were still very much held down, which is glad to hear about the cougar movement, you know, cougars doing their thing.
The cougar movement. Are you part
great.
Of the cougar movement?
Call
855-453. We'd like to hear from you.
But I mean, most of this is probably anecdotal, but there's a lot of people who have said, I mean, that like the vernacular, you know, like the term mistress and all that stuff, was that people just, that's what they had. Way back, and there's
and
even like
kind of
popular
expected, right?
There's kind of popular depictions on like TV shows, which that means
Mad
nothing.
Men,
yeah, where these people just have mistresses and it's normal.
The trope of the secretary is a big one. You
oh,
know,
sure.
Like a man goes to work and has a hot secretary and he's
sure.
having sex with her on the desk and his wife well, isn't on the wise.
I think that it's one thing's clear is that it's expensive to date on the side. It's expensive to date. It's
right.
expenses. I mean, essentially, you know, I think that people that hold up monogamy are probably saying that this is the most efficient system to some extent. And I think it is.
It can be really
cost-effective,
a lot less
right.
complicated.
Because if you want right. to cheat, you're going to pay. And you're going to pay big. If she finds out, if the woman with whom you're cheating finds out that you're cheating and you haven't been clear, even or you have been clear, I mean, essentially you put yourself way out there.
Right.
But some people love the risk and the thrill. And
Do they love trying to figure out?
Trying
not to get caught and paying all that money? I mean, this happened to a friend of mine. He, you know, did it with the secretary, and the secretary knew what was up, and she's like, look, I got to have a payday, and you got to keep it coming.
Wow.
And so how do you stop it?
Oh, wow.
What do you do?
Yeah,
you want to stop having sex? That's fine. The checks don't stop, though.
855-450-FREE if you've had a situation like this, or you're a cougar or a cub.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family, and cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options? They are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night show of Free Talk Live. It's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can visit our website, which is freetalklive.com. We've got a number of cool features there, including another way to connect with fellow Free Talk Live listeners and see us do the show. Well, you can turn it into a TV show. Kind of a boring TV show, but...
There won't be any car chases.
TV show nonetheless. And you can do that at cam.freetalklive.com. You'll also find the studio chat there, as I alluded to, so you can chat with other listeners about what's going on the show or just random stuff.
Every loan payment is made up of principal payments and interest payments. From the first payment on the amount going to principal, it increases to that going as the interest decreases. So, I mean, you can see that interest is front-loaded on loans. Everybody who's gotten a mortgage pretty much knows this, but what you probably don't know is the 30-year fixed is, it's really not the gold standard around the world, just in the United States. And you're going to be paying more interest in your payment than you are principal for the first 10.5 years of a 30-year fixed. Whereas with a 20-year fixed, you're basically paying 50-50 right out of the gate. And on a 15-year fixed, 60% of your payment's going to principal right off the bat, and it just gets better from there. Mortgage, the experts at MortgageMinuteGuide.com can help you. You deserve to do some comparison shopping before you get a mortgage. And so if you're going to get do a refi, or for whatever reason, or you've got to get a mortgage to get a house, call Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. He's been advertising on the radio for many years, a respected name in the home loan business. The number's 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
Okay, well, want to let you know how you can get in touch with Free Talk Live tonight. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition. You can call the show at 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also get in touch with us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact. And, Mark, so let's talk more about these marriage myths. I'm curious to hear more. This has been really interesting so far.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people, it's very interesting. Myth number four is, divorce is always the worst choice for the kids.
That's what you hear, right? There are books out there like, and now I forget the name of it, but there's a book that basically goes through all the research saying that if a kid has only one parent, they're going to have a difficult life.
And I wonder what the research would say if a kid is in a house where they have a loveless marriage, or even worse, a marriage where they argue or whatever.
Yeah. That's what I always wonder
about. I would definitely say this is a myth. I mean, just right off before we even, are getting into what their thoughts are on it. But I think kids are very intelligent, and I think they can pick up on a lot of emotional things, and I think they will very easily detect when parents don't love each other. And to stay together for the kids, I think you're creating like this example for children that is just a recipe for failure later in their own relationships.
So I wonder,
do you
about
want to teach your children to sacrifice their own needs for the sake of somebody else, or
right,
do you want to teach them to put their happiness first?
I don't think anybody who's in a marriage hasn't thought about divorce. So exactly when do you move from thinking about it once to doing it? And I think that you've got to kind of, come up with, there's got to be some kind of sort of thought process. This isn't something you have too many beers one night and say, you know what, she's a witch, I'm not staying here. like this isn't the time to consider this. But, if you're going on for a couple of months and every day you think to yourself, I'd probably be better off if I wasn't in this relationship. Like, that's the time to, that might be getting to the time to do it. I don't know how long. I'd be interested in people's feedback on how long, when do you make this decision to do this sort of monumentous thing?
It's got to be so difficult. I mean, I've had some pretty good friends, actually several good friends, who have gone through this exact same thing. And actually, a lot of times it was because they experienced a lot of personal growth, and maybe some of it had to do with their ideas about liberty. Even, mm-hmm. They evolved, and their spouse kind of stayed where they were, and they weren't on the same page about that stuff anymore. They didn't share a lot of values. And so they tried to work it out. They really tried. They tried communicating with their spouse and trying to help them get interested in so that they could share some activities and interests together. And at the end of the day, all of them decided, look, we're better off going our separate ways.
Hmm. Yeah, and I think the best thing you can teach your children is being authentic. And to stay in a marriage, or to stay essentially unhappy, by not, maybe you're getting a divorce because you found someone who really matches your values or things like that. And to stay in a marriage, and be unhappy, I mean, what is that telling to children? That, no, part of life is being unhappy, and I think that's nonsense.
Oh, that's a very common message, though.
Yeah, I think it's a very common message.
It is.
At that point, though, you're doing damage control, right? Because there's this relationship, and, we already have these kids, and we are where we are, and now we have to fix it. But there could be, I think there's so much value in, even before you get into a long-term relationship, just making so certain that you're choosing the right partner. And mm-hmm. I guess it can be hard to know, but like, you know, if you're emotionally healthy yourself and if you're working on yourself, I think you're more likely to make a better choice about it.
Well, this is what they say here with the divorce rate being much lower with people who get married in their 30s than with people who get married in their 20s.
Sure.
And I think that that's basically what you're talking about there. I think as far as interests go, you need to be prepared to do some things that you wouldn't otherwise do. And I'm specifically not saying things you don't want to do, because if you're doing something you don't want to do, then that's going to come through. So either A, you have to change yourself, or, you know, do some work around what you want to do, because if you're always just doing the things that you want to do and not doing the things that your partner wants to do, then that's going to be a problem. But at the same time, you also have to not let that get too complicated. Like, you know, if I definitely do things with my wife and my son that otherwise I wouldn't do. You know, my life is completely different in that relationship than it would be if I wasn't in that relationship. But today my wife wanted me to look at electric tea kettles with her online, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
You don't care about
it. No, not going to do it. We go take a nap. Have fun.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones, gentlemen. Cameron's on the line listening in Michigan. Hi, Cameron.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Cameron.
You guys have been talking about cheating, and I've kind of ran into a similar situation with my parents where the other day my mom found some flirtatious emails in my dad's account.
Mm.
And they've been married 25 years.
Oh, wow.
And so now they said they're getting along right now, but I don't really know what that means. But I'm leaning on the towards divorce because, but.
You mean you think they're going to get divorced?
Are you taking a vote? Are you voting here for one, or are
yes.
you just predicting?
I think I'm voting and predicting.
Okay. Well, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to suggest that you keep your little vote to yourself, buddy, that this is yeah. their relationship and that...
it does affect him. I mean,
it does affect him, but it's none of his...
Do you live with them, Cameron?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, come on. These are adults, and they've got to make their decision how they make their decision, and I think that the pressure from the outside matters. And
well, I'm curious why you think that,
I'm
Cameron.
Curious why,
you,
too,
have
but...
Have you noticed... You know, did you think that this was kind of a long time coming, or what makes
yeah,
you say that?
Yeah, I did think it was a long time coming, and but my mom is very dependent on my financially dependent on my father, but
right.
I don't want it to turn into a like well, on one hand she has to leave and struggle to get her life back together, or she has to stay and maybe live with a hollow marriage.
Yeah. Cameron, I'd like to talk more with you if you would hold the line. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Cheating, marriage, divorce, anything that's on your mind.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Come.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition of the show, and we're glad to be with you. And by we, I mean me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Visit our website, freetalklive.com. I don't think I've mentioned this yet, but one of the coolest features about freetalklive.com is the ability for anybody to suggest show prep for us. And they can do that by posting a story, article, video, blog, whatever you like, on our website, and there people can vote it up or vote it down. It's sort of a crowd-sourced social bookmarking type of website. So check out the front page at freetalklive.com. You'll have to make an account, I guess, and log in, right, to submit a show prep.
That's right.
But then it'll give you credit. You know, it'll say, you know, this person, you can make a handle or whatever. It'll say that you submitted a story, and sometimes we use those for show prep, right?
Indeed. Well, normally when we do remote broadcasts, we do them for the Free State Project events, you know, the Porcupine Freedom Festival or Liberty Forum. If you want to find out more about the Free State Project, go to freestateproject.org. But we have a very special event that we're going to be doing. It'll be our first West Coast event, and it is...
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yep, it's Bitcoin 2013.
Any chance of bringing me?
No, there isn't.
No. Okay.
Sorry.
Glad we talked about that.
Yeah, you can come along with us if you pay your way.
I'll hide in your suitcase, Mark. Actually, one of my colleagues at Free Aid, the organization I volunteer with, they, you know, support volunteers who provide first aid at different events. Teresa, my colleague, is going to the Bitcoin conference to talk about how, you know, how Free Aid is using Bitcoins in our work.
That's right. It's Bitcoin2013.com is the website for Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. And that's May the 17th through the 19th out in San Jose, California. It's going to be really exciting. They've got all kinds of a big lineup of speakers, and I know they're actually adding to it as time goes by. I've grabbed a few of the places where speakers are from, Coinbase and Nerd Tribe and Facebook.
What's
obviously, those
Nerd
are,
Tribe?
I looked, and it looks like nerds talking. I don't know. I mean,
you self-explanatory.
I can't say that I'm a bit of a fish out of water when it comes to technology stuff. I'd like to know more, but
you're too cool for the Nerd Tribe.
Mark. Yeah, right. I think nerds have taken over.
What they say about Bitcoin's the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Indeed.
Yep.
I think that this is almost inevitable here. So anyway, there'll be lots of, for me, it's going to be education and networking. That's what I'm going there for. But lots of people who are going are networking and finding out what directions Bitcoins are moving. There are a lot of Bitcoin millionaires have been created, and there's going to be a lot more. So the $500 or $400, I can't remember exactly what it is for a ticket, it's chump change compared to the people you're going to meet, the opportunities that are going to be available to you. And I think that anybody who's on the West Coast definitely should be heading there, not just to see us do our remote broadcast. We'll certainly be doing it, but for all the opportunities that are going to be at Bitcoin2013.com.
Okay, if you'd like to get in touch with us tonight on Free Talk Live, you're welcome to call us at 855-450-FREE. And if you prefer to get in touch on Skype, then add lrn.fm as a contact on Skype, and we can get in touch with you that way. But let's go right back to the phones. We were talking with Cameron, and Cameron, I'm going to bring you back on the line. You said that just recently your mother discovered some flirtatious emails that your dad was exchanging with another woman, and you said that you thought that they were probably going to get divorced because of some other things that you had observed about their relationship, but also that your mom was kind of financially dependent on your dad, and so you saw potential problems there. And first of all, I just wanted to say I'm really sorry to hear that. That sounds stressful, you know. Like, I think we all want our parents to love each other and get along, right?
Well, and all relationships have their ups and downs. And, Cameron's seeing this relationship from his point of view, and he's certainly closer to it than we are, but it's not necessarily how these two adults are going to decide how their relationship's going to go either, and that's what my concern is. Go ahead, Cameron.
Yeah, I think it's still up in the air of what's going to happen, but I just feel like it's the whole situation stuck between a rock and a hard place, and that things are going to get worse than before they get better, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I ask a question of you, Cameron?
Sure.
You said your mom found these emails. I mean, what was she doing looking in your dad's email, or did she kind of stumble upon it somehow?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess she was on the iPad that they do share, so I don't really know too much of the specifics like that, but that's just
if you're going to cheat, here's some advice. If you're going to cheat, don't do it. Don't email your lover on the iPad that you share with your spouse.
Yeah, I think probably the best thing to do is to be as honest and upfront with your spouse as possible. If they don't want you to be honest and upfront, then obviously you have to have some level of decorum, but I think most people are cheating aren't coming from that standpoint.
Well, sometimes people want to get caught, you know. They want out
right.
of a relationship.
And I don't think flirtatious emails is cheating. I think it's untoward. It's tacky, but I don't think it's cheating.
I agree with you, Mark.
Yeah. So I mean, it is very common to have one spouse who's kind of financially dependent on the other. I mean, how do you...
That's the most uncomfortable part of this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you how do you see this playing out?
I really don't. I don't know. And I'm kind of just playing the waiting game to see what happens, but it's just something that weighs on me a lot, and it's going to for a little while at least. So I was going to ask what you guys thought.
Well, I think the reality is that your mother probably has more power in this situation financially than she thinks she does. Your dad may be the breadwinner, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't get half the assets, and then she can go out and get some kind of job after that. So, if she just wants to be taken care of, and then, she's got to live that way. But if she is ready to go out and do some work, she is going to get half the assets from this relationship if it's going, been going on 2 decades or something like that.
Or maybe more, because because they have children. Sometimes the female gets everything.
How many children are not of majority age, Cameron?
My brother is 16 and my sister is 17. They live at home.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know how, there'll be some child support coming, but it won't be coming for long.
If they get divorced, she might get everything, Cameron. I don't know how it will play out, but one last question. I mean, you said that this is really weighing on you. Tell us more about, you know, how you're feeling about this.
I don't know. It's frustrating, and I got a lot of anxiety about it. It's just one of those things in life that it keeps you waiting, and it is just something to always think about, no matter what you can do, you know.
What are you anxious about?
I don't know. I want it to be over. I want the problems to be solved, and I don't know. I just want to get back to normality, I suppose.
Yeah, some kind of resolution or something. Well, Cameron, thank you for sharing what your perspective is like as the child of somebody who might be going through some of these issues that we're talking about. Good luck. If you want to give us an update, we'd love to hear it. And thank you for calling in tonight. And our number on Free Talk Live, if you want to call in and share your thoughts, is 855-450-FREE. You can also Skype us at lrn.fm. You'll have to add us as a contact first, though. And let's talk to Bucky, listening in Virginia Beach. Hi, Bucky.
Hey, I love your show. I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much. What's on your mind?
About cheating and all that in a marriage. Mm-hmm. When you get married to somebody, the best advice I'll give any man out there is to be honest up front beforehand.
Mm.
Me and my wife, we're going through a rough spot, you know, a little bit of arguing, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Guys inherently are a little bit more impetuous, if you will, in my opinion.
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, if an opportunity presents itself for men, I think, at least in my experience, men are going to be more likely to do it.
I think that this is to some extent true. I tend to agree with Bucky here. That men are more likely to take an opportunity that's presented, but the opportunities are less likely to be presented to them just because that's the way the mating game goes.
And we're all responsible for our behavior, right? Like,
indeed.
We can make choices. But, Bucky, I'd really like to hear more about this. If you would, hold on the line. I'm curious what else he has to say. 855-450-FREE is our phone number, or Skype lrn.fm right here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. We're coming up.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to. I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain, that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance in menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-3170. 1-800-922-3170. That's 1-800-922-3170.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganix is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're so glad that you've joined us for the live Sunday night show of Free Talk Live. And it's me, Stephanie, with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Visit our website, freetalklive.com. There you will find something that is kind of unusual. We've got a subdomain called shop.freetalklive.com where you can go and you'll find links to Free Talk Live's Amazon and Newegg affiliate portals. So that means if you go through those links to enter those websites, whatever you purchase will give Free Talk Live a small tip. And it doesn't affect your purchase price at all. So it's basically like a way to say thank you to Free Talk Live at no cost to you by just buying whatever you normally buy. And we really appreciate it. It's shop.freetalklive.com once again. And I think that helps to send Ian and Mark to the Bitcoin conferences, right?
Well, actually, the shop stuff is essentially helps us to you know, make money and do life. And
to do life. That's a good reason. You want to keep Free Talk Live alive.
You know what I mean? That's
alive.
Just...
Mark will die if you don't go to shop.freetalklive. He's going to keel over.
No, I'm going to get another job if we don't make enough money. So that'll result in a poor quality show because either A, I won't be on it, or B, I won't be able to spend as much time doing the research that I do.
It's like Tinkerbell, you know, you have to clap or else she'll just die.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, in Peter Pan, there's Tinkerbell as the little fairy.
I'm familiar with her,
right? And
yep.
She needs you to clap for her if you believe. If you believe, just clap. It's for Tinkerbell.
God, I don't remember that.
Gonna die, like her little fairy light goes out and she just withers and dies if nobody claps.
She lives for the applause. That
Jeez.
Is a very traumatic
what the heck does that say?
Yeah, that's a little bit of a messed up story. I didn't know nothing about it.
Disney and their gender roles. Good Lord. Bitinstant.com. We've been talking about bitcoins on this show and frankly every other show for many weeks. But Bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. Bitinstant.com, it makes it easy for you to just go to their website in countries around the world. It's all, you can make deposits in millions of locations, including your computer at home, depending on how you want to do it. All you have to do is tell them how you want to fund your account, tell them where your account is, and they'll allow you to make a deposit in U.S. dollars or whatever currency you use and turn it into bitcoins. So this is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get your bitcoins, and I recommend them, Bitinstant.com.
All right. Well, you can call the show tonight at 855-450-FREE, And you can get in touch with us on Skype if you prefer that way by Skyping lrn.fm. You'll have to add us as a contact, of course. But we've been talking with Bucky. Let's go back to Bucky. Hi, Bucky. You're back on Free Talk Live. And we were talking about cheating, and you said that you thought the, you know, your preferred way to go into a relationship was to be very honest and upfront from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I got a little story about that.
Yeah, tell us more about that.
Me and the wife were having a rough spot a little bit into our marriage, and she's smoking hot, so I have no problem, you know. We had no problems that side of it. But, mm-hmm. you know, guys have urges, and I was struggling with those. So first off, I told her. I was like, this is what I'm going through. This is what I'm dealing with. And because I did that, you know, the next time we went out and had a good time at the bar, she picks up a girl, and we all had fun. So there's no cheating.
Well, there you go.
It's not always,
that does
it's
sound
not
like
fun and gloom if you come out and talk.
Wow. That's a pretty good story for a lot of guys. There's going to be a lot of guys telling their wives.
Yeah, so you were on the same page about what you wanted, and it sounds like it worked out pretty well. And what did the woman at the bar think? That she was just happy to participate in that for, you know, just one day?
I think the girl at the bar was interested in my wife, but I was all right with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. So
the only
final
point I'd say is, like, if you're going to go ahead in a marriage and you have kids and you're going to really go out there and cheat on your wife, you have to exhaust every opportunity that you have to reconcile, because when you cheat on your wife, your kids always get hurt.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Kids can smell the tension in the air, like the previous caller. He said, he said straight up that he felt tension in the air, is what I heard. And he just wanted it to be over. And if your kids are worried about, you know, mom and dad getting along when they're graduating or at their soccer game and they're not having fun. It's not about the kids. It's all about the tension in the room.
Right.
It's all about lies. And your parents are your role models. And if you don't have good role models, or at least, you got to try. You got to try to make it work.
Kids pick up on everything, like Brian was saying earlier.
Yeah.
Bucky, thank you for calling in tonight.
Wise words.
Appreciate your thoughts. And, I kind of cut him off in mid-sentence there.
Yeah, interestingly, I just got an alert on Google Statistics that honesty in relationships just shot up.
Awesome.
This is a pandemic in America right now.
I would be happy to know that people are Googling honesty in relationships there. By the way, you can call Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Or Skype lrn.fm. That's our Skype handle. Mark, tell me about the next myth about marriage.
The last myth here, the myth number five of about marriages, is that marriage is obsolete. With people delaying marriage longer than ever, average age for first marriage is now about 27 for women and 29 for men, it might seem that the institution is on its way out. But marriage is still important to young people. In 2001 and 2002, the National Longitudinal Study of Adolescent Health found that 55% of women and 47% of men said that marriage was a very important part of their life plans. Another 29% and 35% said that it was a somewhat important part. So let me take a look here as far as these numbers go. 50, yeah, that's huge numbers. They're talking in the 70-something percentile considers marriage to be at least important in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Only 12% of women and 13% of men ranked marriage as not very important, and a measly 5% of each gender says it wasn't important at all. So you're talking about numbers sub 20% there, and then there's, you know, some percentage that's right in the center, whatever the heck they are. It says here that 33% of women and 29% of men had already gotten married by 25, and another 30% of women and 19% of men said that they wished that they were hitched. I don't know what age they particularly were there at that time, but apparently marriage is still going strong. It's just that Americans are doing it later and later. So.
Huh.
Well, I mean, if marriage is to be done, you know, for it to be later on, it is obviously, I think, the way to go. I mean, it's good for people to experience life, for one, but also to experience themselves, you know, over time. So if they're getting married over 30, you know, I mean, I guess that's an improvement. But, I do have to wonder, I mean, do these people think of, I don't think people often ask the deep enough questions. It's like, what is marriage? Where did that even come from in the first place?
Now, I love that, that question. I think it's important.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, if they're getting it from a religious thing, well, then it's answered. You know, it's this consecration. It's Genesis, you know, chapter 2. They come together and be one flesh and all this stuff. Fine. You know, that, if that's how you, that's what you believe, that's what you believe. But, you know, even then, I don't know. Where, you know, why, because that's the question. Okay, you know, do you think it's important? This study, unfortunately, didn't ask why. Why do you think it's important? And those are the answers I would have loved to have seen.
Yeah, for me, I don't intend to pass judgment about anybody's relationship here, but I don't really understand marriage unless you intend to have children. You know, it's just a step in deepening the relationship or anything like that, but there's nothing holding a marriage together if there's not kids or a house. And frankly, most of the time.
Other joint property.
Okay, joint property. I guess I should say, but joint property tends to be easier to uncouple oneself from than a house, because with a house you've got to file all the paperwork, and you know, one person's got to quit claim the deed, and you know, all these things. And usually you're talking about a liability and not an asset when it comes to the house. Whereas and with kids, it's always a disaster. Who gets, you know, when do you get to see? Because there's when does a dad get to see? Sometimes mom's going to be late in the pickup, and then, you know, there's always hurt feelings around there. Even if you try both people are trying very hard to be, you know, good about it. But,
right.
You know, frankly, I just don't think without kids, marriage just doesn't really make sense. It seems like a contract to raise children to me.
Yeah, I still feel even like with kids, like, I wonder, you take monogamy, take marriage, I wonder how much of that is culturally just like forced onto children. Because this is the reason to get married, is because you're with kids and things like that. And, you know, I mean, sorry, it's really, I'm having a hard time with this.
That's okay. It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
Okay, 855-450-FREE, if you have thoughts on marriage, monogamy, children. You know, I was going to say, last year I had a relationship end. That we were never married. You know, we actually
it was a long-time relationship.
It was a long-term relationship. It was,
and I don't see how that's
years.
Frankly any different. I mean,
right? That's exactly what I was going to say, because it really felt like I feel like I am divorced, right? I'm a divorcee because we were together for 5 years. We had some joint property, nothing like a house or cars or anything like that, and we pretty much kept our finances separate. But you know, we had to divide up, like, okay, who's going to get the kitchen table and who's going to get this mattress and whatever, and we all, you know, we did it amicably, and that was great. But I can see how some people, you know, would have quibbles about that. For sure.
Yeah, it ain't pretty if it's not pretty, it's not pretty.
855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live or Skype LRN.FM. Hour 3 is coming up. Stay tuned.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Save now $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis. In 32-count generic packages, compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.